From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. A ballot initiative has been filed that would reverse recently approved laws aimed at reforming California's criminal justice system. Capital Public Radio's Julia Mitrich has more on how opposing sides see the impact of the changes when it comes to public safety.
Voters approved Proposition 47 in 2014. It reclassified certain drug possession felonies as misdemeanors. It did the same for petty theft, receiving stolen property, and writing bad checks under $950. Jennifer Tejada of the California Police Chiefs Law and Legislative Committee joined district attorneys and crime victims groups on the steps of the state capitol to call those changes into question.
While we want to keep people out of the criminal justice system as much as possible and provide reform, it's just not happening.
Tejada argues the measures have created a revolving door where police arrest the same people for petty crimes over and over. In her view, the reclassifications also limit DNA collection that can be valuable in solving cold cases. Lenore Anderson leads Californians for Safety and Justice. She's a proponent of several criminal justice measures passed since 2011 and argues there's growing bipartisan support for the state to take a different approach to public safety.
This is a state that has historically over-relied on felony convictions and prison beds as the main public safety strategy. And so when we rethink that approach and start to get more balanced, we do need to adapt and improve our local practices.
Anderson points to data from the Center on Juvenile and Criminal Justice showing that California crime rates, while down overall, vary greatly from city to city. She says that suggests that when it comes to public safety, what happens at the local level is far more important than statewide law. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mitrich.
You can find this story and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.